10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Sawacki.
Well, the Affordable Care Act, ACA, also known as Obamacare, and some are even calling it Obamacare, or the Unaffordable Care Act for the future. And everything you hear in my show today may change or be changing as we speak. And that is my disclaimer, and I'm sticking to it. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio, and here we are again, Sunday. So good to me, and I hope it's good to you. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and scroll down on our homepage to the Listen Live button. ACA, the Affordable Care Act, is actually a 2,007-page bill with 17,000 regulated laws. And open enrollment starts this Tuesday, October 1st, and goes through March 31st, 2014. And starting in 2014, you'll be required to have purchased health insurance or pay a penalty. In 2005, the penalties go up even more, and they cap out at an even higher rate in 2016. And as I disclaimed, all of this could be changing as we speak. And if you're a senior citizen, the ACA open enrollment does not change Medicare's open enrollment dates. And the only changes that I know of are for Medicare are the donut hole for prescription drugs. And then again, other changes could be tucked away in some of those 200 or 2007 pages. And once again, I disclaim any of this as the absolute. Well, I have a great guest joining me today, and that is Ron Kaufman. He is a geriatric consulting and planning expert on caregiving, Medicare, the Affordable Care Act, and aging issues. And Ron actually spent 6 years as a radio host producing over 600 programs for boomers and seniors. He now does an educational audio blog and is an author, columnist. He's a certified dementia team leader with the Alzheimer's Association and a certified CHIP senior health insurance program counselor in North Carolina and a veteran. Welcome, Ron, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. It's a pleasure to join you today.
Well, I gave my disclaimer for today's show. Would you like to give yours?
I think I can speak for you did very well, but for both of us, everything we say today is a snapshot in time. If Congress changes things, or if the president, as he has done in the past, decides to waive the fact that everyone has to be on the program by January 1st, everything we say in the next hour or so is not true.
Now, you said they have to be on the program by January 1st, but the open enrollment goes to March 31st, 2014.
That is correct. However, January 1st is day one for the program to actually kick in, which is not very different from any new changes. A Medicare recipient says he wants to change his program. He doesn't want to be on traditional Medicare anymore. He wants to be on a Medicare Advantage. Well, no matter what you may change, January 1st is the day one. They did extend for an additional 3 months under the ACA for people who wish to enroll.
I see. Now, with the new law coming into effect and open enrollment starting Tuesday, what is all this, you know, there's so many pages and so many, you know, 17,000 regulated laws. What does this new health care law really mean to you, Ron? You're kind of in it on a hands-on daily basis.
Anyone who's working with seniors or who is writing about any of the health care types of things, as I do, what it means, there are certainly some positives. The idea of throwing everything out, even though the conservatives or the Republicans, and not all of them necessarily believe that, there are parts they would rewrite and keep. There's no doubt. The concept of pre-existing conditions being allowed in, I can remember in my own life. I'm a cancer survivor, and I can remember before I was old enough to be on Medicare, I can remember having to pay almost $1,200 a month for my insurance because no one would pick me up and carry me. Under the ACA program, if we could roll the clock back and I was discovered as having cancer and being taken care of, they would say, no problem, we're just going to do it. And, oh, by the way, no cap. Just to define what that means is it doesn't matter how much it costs. There is no end to how much you can charge, if you will, on your health care program. Those are two things that are kind of interesting.
I think that's a really good thing with the pre-existing, or one of the silver linings that I'm looking for in this in the ACA, and that is the pre-existing. I mean, that's so important that people are able to get insurance.
You're correct. There's no such thing in nature as an unbalanced formula. If you're going to have that as a positive, you have to also understand that costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Basically say that no matter what you have or what it's costing to take care of you, it's now going to be picked up under your insurance. There's nothing free.
Absolutely.
Nothing.
We're paying for it.
Somewhere along the line, that's going to have to be covered, and we'll probably talk about it. But where that's going to be covered, if it's not in flat-out increases in insurance premium costs, is going to be by the hard, hard push by the Obama administration to get younger people to sign up and pay the premiums for health insurance that they typically don't need. Guess where that money is going to go? To the people that really do take it down.
Absolutely. Now, for boomers and their families, what would you say are some of the reasons they'd find themselves, you know, using the ACA insurance exchange or looking for approved companies to, you know, provide health care coverage? Is it mainly out of the cost, or their companies are no longer offering it? What do you see here?
Both of those answers are correct. There are an awful lot of people who people think it's interesting. Your middle income, if you're making $50,000 a year or whatever, if you have a family of two or three children, or one of your children is old enough to be going off to college, $100,000 a year after taxes with those kinds of expenses is unbelievable in terms of how little is really left. So the short answer to your question is there are an awful lot of families out there that could not afford insurance. Now, if you're with a company that pays it, what if they dump you into the exchanges, which I'm sure we'll talk about later, but basically saying the company's no longer going to cover you, or like UPS won't cover your spouse. So they're now out there looking for, oh my gosh, what do I do now? So that's one of the things. And there are certainly people who decided, and again, as a younger man, and I'm sure you're probably the same as a young woman, you're invincible. You're going to live forever. You're 25. You're not worried about death or illness and those things. You don't have insurance. You don't need it. So that's the kind of people that have been out there. But I think a big, big percentage are going to go from companies that can say, we can't afford to pay this anymore. So two possibilities jump right out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to increase your share as the employee. You're now going to pay more for your share. Or we're not going to do it at all as a company. We'll pay the fine, and you're on your own.
You need to get your own insurance. And that's kind of where it would all eventually go, and that's probably some of the resistance there, is that people do not want the independent pay system.
Well, if you've listened to some of the things that certainly progressives, and that's a broad statement, and Obama himself has said, if he could, he would have rolled out a single-payer system right out of the gate, but he knew he could never get it through. And it is conceivable that one of the things, this plan, the ACA, is so immense with so many moving parts, none of which are really fitting together well or starting at the same time. If everything goes down and doesn't work well, it's conceivable the American people literally fall into the trap of, please help us, save us, give us a government program that everybody's one size fits all. Let's just do it. Bang. You're automatically, everyone's covered, if you will, by a Medicare-type plan.
Which isn't working extremely well, or, I mean, there's good and bad there, too.
Oh, it's of the government's things that it's gotten involved in, Medicare, except for the costs, has been one of them and has done a pretty good job of covering a lot of people. I can't take away from that. The problem, and there are so many, first of all, is start off with you're a doctor. It costs you $250,000 to come out and hang a shingle that says MD, and they've been cutting your reimbursements for years or working through what they call the doctor fix. But there are doctors leaving the practice. There are doctors leaving private practice and going and work for hospitals. they can't make a living. I have a friend here in North Carolina. She's not old enough to retire. She is a doctor. She gave up her license. She could not make a living getting reimbursed working with Medicare patients.
Oh, absolutely. Geriatric doctors are far and few between in the Chicago area as compared to a decade ago, and just for that reason. Well, I'm here with Ron Kaufman, and we're talking about the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and there is a part of it called essential health benefits. You want to know what this is all about, and we're going to cover that right when we get back from break. So stay right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560, and we will be right back.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine, because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Where is here? Lexington Square in Elmhurst and Lombard, where seniors enjoy a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Active seniors find lots to do, while those needing assistance or memory support get all the attention they deserve. To learn more, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. Lexington Square. You'll like it here.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Are you skeptical or confused about reverse mortgages, or have you heard negatives? The truth is they're a powerful tool that can help eligible homeowners 62 years and older obtain a tax-free cash flow. Education and information are key. Call your highly qualified experts at U.S. Lending and Finance. Get the facts and get your questions answered. A reverse mortgage can greatly impact your lifestyle and is worth finding out about. Call U.S. Lending at 630-20 05-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and my guest today is geriatric consulting and planning expert Ron Kaufman, and we are talking about the Affordable Care Act with open enrollment starting Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, that's right, October 1st, and you've probably heard of, or maybe you haven't heard, there's a part of the preventative services, and I'm an advocate for prevention. If you can do anything to stay healthy, do it. But in the plan, the ACA, there is, Ron, there's a thing called essential health benefits within a year or over the lifetime of the plan. And this sounds really great. And the loophole or the gray area that I noticed right away where insurance companies can still limit the healthcare services under what they don't consider essential. That, to me, sounds like a huge gray area.
Well, it is. Everything is going to be opened to interpretation, but some of the essential things that you may be talking about, you have to understand, again, that when they were, for instance, when you first sign up, and we'll just use Medicare, that's a really good one, you get a free complete general physical as part of signing up for the plan. Free? Wait a minute, the doctor's going to get paid, so was it really free? When you talk about open-ended, increased premiums are going to be impacted. It has to happen. You cannot have all of these essential services, what people are calling essential, given to people without some kind of attached cost. People are not going to work for free. They don't do it. And when you start forcing that upon a doctor, and you just mentioned it briefly, you talk about doctors saying, I can't make a living. I'm leaving the practice, or I'm going to work for a hospital. Let them figure it out and get the advantages of basically having so many people come through, and you get the economies of scale. Hard to do that as a sole practitioner or a small limited practice.
Well, I think under the area of preventative with the essential health benefits, there's also the gray of, you know, what about the annual tests that you're supposed to have as you go up in age? Are these going to be covered? Are they going to be covered by your insurance provider that you have now or the one that you choose to go with? So is it going to be under an essential, you know, health benefit? So there's so much gray and so many unknowns here. And with 17,000 regulated laws, there's a lot to uncover.
Well, you refer to it as 17,000 regulated laws. That's new regulations. They didn't exist. They're here because of ACA that did not exist before. And there's no one who's read those. I can only imagine. Here's a really good example, and this women in your audience, men from another perspective, but let's talk about women. There's the government saying you really don't need a mammogram until you're about 50 years old, no problem. Tell that to the young woman, and I happen to know one, who's about 40 years old and has advanced stage breast cancer, and they only found it at all because she had the mammogram. If the government's health insurance won't reimburse the doctor or the radiology technician or the place you go for the mammogram, you're not going to get that for free. So you talk about essential. Essential to whom?
Exactly.
To the woman who never got sick and doesn't have breast cancer. It wasn't essential.
Yeah. No. I mean, that's a huge loophole. Now, there's another thing, too. There's a great deal about privacy issues with ACA or the Affordable Health Care Plan. And why is that? Why do you see that besides the fact that the IRS is involved?
Well, do we need to say more?
Well, that's definitely a place to start. What do you think?
For the people that are going to, for instance, go to what the government is referring to as their navigators, and I can talk about that in whatever depth you would like, but real quick overview. A navigator is someone who's been hired to basically help guide you through the process of making the best possible decisions as to, within the exchange, what plan's going to be best for you. All right, you talked about security. Let's now go by why I think this is a problem. First of all, the people who are navigators do not necessarily have to have much more than a high school education, number one. Number two is I spent years really working within the system on Medicare, and I still don't have it down pat, and I certainly don't understand everything. Lay that on top of Obamacare coming in on top of that, the ACA, plus the fact that I go through annually, quarterly, I go through at least 4 hours of upgraded training. It's a matter of maintaining my sharpness and my awareness. The navigators are going to be given 20 hours of training. That is a problem in terms of the solutions you're going to hear and the suggestions or in the guidance, to me, is faulty. They're also going to collect, to your question on security, they're going to get your Social Security number. They're going to get your income because you may be eligible for a subsidy. And the only way they know that is, what do you make?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, they're going to get your name, your address, your phone number, all of that. And how do we know, since none of these navigators will be subject to a criminal background check, how do we know some of the information they're getting won't suddenly turn up as identity theft? And the government is going to store this information in a database. That means in a computer. NSA has been hacked. Department of Defense has been hacked. Visa has been hacked. Banks have been hacked. And you're telling me my security and my information is safe? And you haven't had time to fully test your systems to find that out. I'm not totally comfortable. That's the bottom line on your security question.
I think you are not alone. I believe there is a lot of people that are really questioning, why do I have to give out all of this information to, you know, pay for my own health insurance? I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Except when you're talking about the subsidy, which is part of how the ACA is going to help you afford these higher premiums. by giving you a handout.
Government assistance, that category will continue to grow, which is a whole nother show in itself, isn't it?
It is. It's another welfare program. And the reality of it is, it's not even constitutional, because not everyone's entitled to getting the subsidy. If the government thinks you make too much money based on a number, a little over $100,000+, about $144,000 for a family, two incomes. But my point being is, you're not entitled. So we have categories of Americans now. We have those that don't have to do it at all because they don't make enough money, or because they happen to be American Indian, or because they might be incarcerated. There's a couple of those.
Or an undocumented immigrant.
Or illegal immigrant, that's correct. And then you've got sort of everyone else up until those that they call the rich. Well, we're going to penalize the rich. Excuse me. By definition, within the Constitution, the tax has to be fair to everyone, and everyone has to be included. You can't exclude. And that therefore makes this part of it actually, it's unconstitutional.
That's why
challenges are going to come up, whether they take years to settle or not, or whether... But they're going to come up, so it's really, really, really tough. Now, keep in mind, there are people who work for companies where the company has said to the employee, listen, we're going to keep everything as it is. Our plan is comparable to the ACA plans, and that's one of the requirements. It gives you just as many benefits and just as much coverage, and it has the same unlimited cap and no pre-existing. Nothing's going to happen to you. But if your company suffers an economic downturn, things
then
get
what?
Tight.
Yeah.
Me, I've been a senior executive in corporations. They look for places to start saving money. And
absolutely.
Boy,
cut costs. I have a question to ask you. When you talk about Navigator, what do you mean? I mean, is that employees of the Affordable Care Act and they're being called Navigators?
That's the title they've been given.
Okay.
It's like saying ambassador. These are their title is Navigator. And that name really makes sense. They're going to help you steer through all of these questions. And my response to that is, you're kidding me. 20 hours of work? That's ridiculous. I get that much in continuing education annually just to stay with what I know after 17 years.
Well, the beginning stages of any huge change is tough. The growth is messy. People don't understand it. They don't know about it. I mean, there's a lot to the Affordable Care Act that is so gray. People have no clue of the penalties. And when we get back here from break, we are going to talk more about those penalties and how they're going to continue to go up. They'll start in 2014, go to 15, and by 2016, it can get pretty costly, but maybe not as costly as getting your own insurance or getting the Affordable Care Act going. Well, I'm here with Ron Kaufman, a geriatric consulting and planner expert, and this is Aging Info Radio. You want to stay right here. We've got more to come about the Affordable Care Act, ACA, being called Obamacare. This is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh, the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square. where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
For My Sue Says Today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, let the past go. You can't unscramble eggs. We are talking about the Affordable Care Act today, and open enrollment starts this coming Tuesday, October 1st, and the penalties also start next year in 2014. Ron, you know all about these penalties. Let's talk about them.
Well, the government penalizes. This is very interesting. This is one that went to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
It's not called a penalty. It's called a tax because it's illegal for the government to penalize you, to force you to do something. That's semantics. So they called it a tax. It's a penalty. If you refuse to take out the insurance, and by the way, the reasons you would do that, let me touch upon that, especially for the younger people, let's say under 30, those who are healthy and tend not to go and use doctors very often at all. Let's just say it costs you $4,000 for your insurance per year. And you say, $4,000? Wow, that's a lot of money. What's my penalty? Well, if you're a single person, your penalty is a maximum in the first year of $285.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for $4,000, okay, let me just do the math real quick. I'm going to save $3,700.
Right.
Okay, I'll pay cash when I go to the doctor. So breaking it down, the penalty is $95 per adult in 2014 as a minimum, okay, $4,750 per child, or, and here's the biggie, 1% of household income.
Or up to, I think, per family, there's a cap, too.
$285 the first year.
And they take whichever is greater there.
That's correct. The government wants the bigger piece of change. And so if you're an individual, the $95 doesn't work for you, which means $9,500 is your salary, the most you're going to pay the first year is $285. But the government, again, they've turned up the heat in 2015. From $95 per adult in 2015, it jumps to $325 per adult, $162.50 for a child, for a family exposure of just under $1,000, $975, where they say, or 2% of your income, whichever is greater. And it gets even worse in the third year. It goes up to $695 penalty or tax per adult, or and $347 and change, 50 cents for child, up to over $2,000. At that particular point, it really depends on what your income is. honestly, the subsidy, I'll give you an example. I actually have the numbers. If you're talking about two non-smoking 40-year-olds with two children making basically $50,000 a year, the unsubsidized premium is $962, unsubsidized. That's how much per month, $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
The tax credit per month under, if you're making, again, $53,000, is $645, meaning your exposure per month is $317. Just round it down, 300 times 12 months, you're going to pay $3,600.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, for people that are, you know, with two children, both working, making $50,000, an additional $300 a month payment is steep. It can be.
Well, you're looking at $53,000 as a gross number.
Right.
If they are only paying 15% as their taxable exposure, you're still looking at $7,500 right off the top. So now you're down to $42,000.
Mm-hmm.
Paying, you know, let's just say, make it simple, if it's $1,000 a month for rent or mortgage, now you're down to $30,000 disposable income, and on it goes. So you're correct. That $300 a month. There are people where I deal with them when we deal with in the SHIP program. We talk to people. Quite often they're not terribly well off. It's incredible. Someone says, I can't afford an extra $2 a month, and we're now saying $300 here.
You know, it's just so confusing for people. Absolutely. I still believe that the best way would have been baby steps, one part of this at a time. I mean, there's so much to it, and there's so much gray area, and there's so many unknowns, and it's really not setting people up to win.
It couldn't. There probably is a reason that people like you don't get elected to Congress, because you make too much sense. You're right. You're talking about a journey of 1,000 miles. This is a huge, huge change to the way we do things. And rather than basically say, all right, you're in Chicago, you want to come east, let's go ahead and do 10 miles today, they decided to go ahead and walk the entire distance by January 1st. Okay, it's got to be done. Do it, no matter what. And things weren't ready.
No, absolutely not.
The software wasn't ready. The training of the navigators isn't ready. The doctors don't understand 2,000 pages of law and 17,000 regulations. Baby steps were the answer. Unequivocally, they were.
Absolutely.
The answer.
And I'm here with Ron Kaufman, and we are talking about the Affordable Care Act and open enrollment, which starts this Tuesday. And you want to stay right here. And we also have Clark Weber today with his Look at Life, all coming up soon on Aging Info Radio. But we're going to continue our conversation about ACA. And you want to stay right here on AM 560 Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
When it's your loved one, you want memory support services you can believe in. So call Oak Trace Health Services. They provide care for all levels of need with private and semi-private rooms, a secure environment, and a high staff-to-patient ratio. Plus, they're the place known for providing great care and truly caring. So when it's your loved one and you need memory support you can trust, call Oak Trace Health Services, 888-794-3342, or visit oaktracedg.com. For more information.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Ron Kaufman, a geriatric consultant and a six-year radio host himself. Ron's website is seniorlifestyles.net, and his background is in Medicare, Obamacare. He's also an author, works with the Alzheimer's Association, just a well-rounded geriatric consultant and planner. Ron, Obamacare, I just see so many gray areas here. And one of the things that really bothers me about healthcare is you go buy a car, you know the price. You look at a house, you know the price. You go buy a gallon of milk, you know the price. Why don't you know the price when you're going in for testing, for MRIs, for, you know, none of this? It's all depending on how, what insurance company you have and, you know, what type of plan you're under, an HMO, a PPO, you know, what kind of discounts are set up. This gets so confusing for the consumer. Do you agree?
Of course I agree. The hospitals themselves frequently do not know precisely how much that MRI costs, but those who have gone in with some kind of managed care, whether it's, again, a program like a Medicare Advantage, or those who are on Medicare, I can tell you I had a pretty monstrous piece of surgery not too long ago, and the bill was about $130,000, and Medicare paid, I think, $7,000. That's got to amuse. I'm sorry. So what was the menu on the price fees? Well, if you don't have insurance, they're going to charge you that $100,000. Why? Because they can. That's number one. So you're correct. It doesn't make any sense. Let's take a quick look at the Affordable Care Act. There are four health care programs, insurance plans, that you have to be able to get: a bronze, a silver, a gold, and a platinum. The bronze will pay, it's a 60-40 split. They'll pay 60, you're going to have 40% to pay. You want to pay a higher premium? You can get 30% to pay. That's called the silver program. They'll pay 70, you pay 30. The gold program, they'll pay 80, you pay 20%. And then you've got the platinum, 90-10. The difference in those costs to get, so you don't have to worry about what it is, are going to go up. They're going to be much, much different. But why they don't do it is you also have a market that's not driven by free market types of rules.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A managed kind of health insurance program out there. And very honestly, the price of gasoline, state to state, county to county sometimes, is different because of the taxes.
Right.
Okay, depends on competition. All of those things, that also changes why the costs are what they are. You've read, I'm sure, you want to get your appendix out? Check with Oklahoma City. It may cost you $600 instead of $6,000 in Chicago. So it makes no sense. I mean, truly makes no sense.
Now, are they looking at the Affordable Care Act, all of these plans in it, as nationwide? You can use them in any state, or are they restricted to the state you live in?
The plans will be offered by different insurance companies. Every gold plan, let's say, or every silver, doesn't matter, has to have the same basic coverage. So that won't be different.
For the essential health benefits, right?
Well, exactly. There's a lot of commonality there. But your big differences are going to be, what if hospitals start closing because they can't? It doesn't matter what the doctor charges, high or low, if you can't get in to see the doctor.
Well, that's the downfall here. I see that you're going to have to wait longer and longer to get in to see a doctor. I mean, right now, Medicare doctors have about 8 minutes with a patient.
That's correct.
I mean, it's going to get more and more difficult to be able to schedule an appointment. And if you need some type of surgery right away, it may not be available. That's a downfall.
Forgetting anything other than the fact that the original concept of Obamacare, the ACA, was to try to insure more people. Let's just say they wanted to pick up the existing pool of people insured and 30 million more. Not only did they not add more doctors for those 30 million people, that's why your lines are going to get longer, that's why it'll take more to go ahead and see surgeons, but not only did they do that, some doctors said, I'm not going to take that kind of pay. I'm not doing it. I quit, or I join a hospital. And now you have fewer doctors to see more people. So that 8 minutes may go down to 7 minutes or six, or you may not be able to get in at all. Small towns are in deep trouble trying to have doctors who will handle that. So it is a challenge.
You know what else, too? I think this is just going to raise the accountability on personal health. You're responsible for your own personal health. Even though some things happen, sometimes genetics, whatever, I mean, people are just going to work at staying healthier or have to.
Well, they are going to have to, but for those who are in your audience who are old enough to remember in 1964 or earlier, the doctor was $5, $10. He might even come to your house to give your – I was the kid when I was in the long, long time ago in the 1940s. Doctor came, gave me a shot of penicillin, charged my mom $5, and then went back at 2 o'clock in the morning. You were on your own to take care of yourself. You were on your own to have the money to buy these things. That's why you're seeing more and more overseas health care being offered. If you're going to go ahead and get that expensive cardiac operation and you don't have the coverage and you're exposed for $30,000 or $40,000 personally – come to India. We do it for $12,000 cash. We do it, but that's a lot less than you were going to pay in America. Guess where the doctor was trained?
Probably India.
No.
Here.
No. He was Johns Hopkins.
Oh, boy.
Okay. That's he was trained in America.
Oh, wow. We're going to see a lot of different things, and hopefully this will iron itself out. Give us real quick. I got a couple seconds here. Your words of wisdom for the day, Ron.
All I can say is caveat emptor, buyer beware. Ask a lot of questions. Don't accept what they tell you is truth. Look into it yourself.
And remember, everything that we said today has a disclaimer on it. It could be changing as we are speaking or you're hearing this. And this is Aging Info Radio. You want to stay right here. We've got Clark Weber coming up with his look at life. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Are you lost looking for good care from good people? Then look for the place known for great care and wonderful people, Oak Trace Health Services. Their rehabilitation services help people return to independence fast and stay there with an unusually low rate of rehospitalization. Their staff has all registered nurses and they're Medicare qualified. So when you need rehab, don't get lost. Get Oak Trace Health Services. Call 888-794-3342 or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Don't land in the wrong hands with your mortgage and create havoc in your life. If you're buying a new home or refinancing, call U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Trusted professionals streamline the process, finding a right fit for you. Less paperwork and more personal attention means you enter a frustration-free zone from application to decision. Don't get buried under mountains of paperwork. Simplify your life. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com. You'll be glad you did.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is Clark Weber with another look at life. For some of you out there, your love of your pet is a no-brainer. The millions of dollars being spent on pets should tell you just how you feel. Well, pollsters from appetside.com took to the street, and the question of who would you give up, your mate or your pet, was asked of hundreds of pet owners. The bad news, I guess, is that 34% of the current pet owners said it would be a tough call, and 14% said it was no contest, and the dog stays, and the mate goes. Women were far more likely than men to choose the pet. Note that there is no difference between a cat and a dog lover. So, to you guys who may be on shaky ground, fellas, make sure you keep Mama happy, and for crying out loud, stay off of furniture. Otherwise, you may wind up on the short end of the leash. I'm Clark Weber.
I'm Jordan Kagan from Kagan & Company in Northbrook. My father founded Smart Jewelers, the watch store, owned it for 50 years, most years on Devon before retiring. There was a void where people could safely turn to comfortably consider selling their valuables and collectibles.
At Kagan & Company, they buy sterling silver flatware and tea sets, anything gold, sterling silver, and platinum in any condition, including jewelry and coins, luxury watches, especially brands like Rolex, Patek Philippe, Cartier, Omega, Breitling, and Tag Heuer. Do you have any of these items that haven't seen the light in 3 years? They've helped hundreds, often turning what began as a stressful or overwhelming situation into a happy ending. Kagan & Company provides you a free evaluation in the comfort of your own home, office, or even your bank vault. You're invited to give them the chance to make you their next satisfied client. Call them at 847-897-5781 with questions or to arrange for an evaluation. That's 847-897-5781. Kagan & Company thanks you in advance for your trust.
Thank you for your look at life, Clark Weber. Yes, we have the Affordable Care Act, ACA, open enrollment starting Tuesday. Go to healthinsurance.gov. It will give you additional information. And just remember, or keep in mind, as with most anything or everything, the beginning stages are the roughest, and we'll all resist change to a degree, and it will keep changing. Just stay as healthy as you can. And speaking of health, for hormone therapy, fitness, and nutrition, BodyLogic MD is your answer. Balance your hormones, impact your health in so many ways. Go to BodyLogicMD.com for a location and doctor near you. And when visiting their website, read the women and men success stories, because nothing's better than a patient testimonial, and all of that is at BodyLogicMD.com. Let's see, my paws pooch this week, up for adoption and hoping you bring her home, is Honey. She's a one-year female pug mix. Such a cute dog. Go to aginginforadio.com, click on the Paws logo and check out Honey, or call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. Yes, Daisy, Honey is waiting with her paws crossed with high hopes to have a home like yours. And also save the date for the Paws Fur Ball on Friday, November 15th. It's a great event. Adopt Honey, dress her up, and bring her to the Fur Ball. And make sure you check out all of our shows, our past shows, and all of our future shows at aginginforadio.com and our expert partners. You can also join our email list on our homepage for weekly shows and tidbits of information. And I'd like to thank my guests today, Ron and Clark Weber, my expert partners, Debbie Schreiner here at AM 560. I'm Susa Wacky, and this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.